Would you have said that the ending had any hope in it after this catastrophe, after this these terrible events had unfolded?
I think maybe at the very end, there's just a little glimmer. After he dies, it then switches back into the present, and we go back to being who we were at the beginning. And you have Phoebus singing. There's a kind of transition where we're starting to go back into the original people, but Phoebus is still there, and he sings, "How will I drive the sun now when I have no sun? I can do without the light, without the day." And then the old, then it goes, almost snaps back, and it's got the old woman saying, "We can't." And I say, "That's the story." And then that was the moment when I handed the beanie hat back to Fireton to become the young man again. And he said, "For a moment we were back before, and now this, a land of rags and rust, ghosts, dust." And then it goes into a beautiful kind of big choral canon. No home, no child, no lemons, no lilies, no chairs. Very quiet, very sort of somber. And then it's just at the end, I think, because that's all quite heartbreaking, that final section. Just at the end, at the very end, you have a moment between the young woman and the young man. Because in this, the young woman is very heavily scarred on her face. She's obviously had some big accident from the event and is very heavily scarred on her face. And just at the end of the choral section, the stadium light begins to fade. So it's like we've run out of power. So it's all going back into total darkness. And she has her torch, which she holds onto the mirror. And so the audience can see her looking at herself in the mirror. And the young man looks at her and says, "You're beautiful." And she says, "No, no." And he says, "Yes, beautiful as a new day."